Today, I want to thank all of you remarkable teachers out there for the reviews and ratings on iTunes. And today, you could win one of three prizes if you leave a review. Adam Bellow, our guest today, is giving away a breakout EDU box. We've also got Smart Learning Suite Software, our sponsor for this week, and the sponsor for my webinar tomorrow, or the MakerBot Replicator Mini Plus drawing that will happen on February 15th. So just go leave a review on iTunes, and please make sure you include your Twitter or Instagram handle so we can enter you in the drawing. As always, check the show notes for the full details and other ways to enter. Thanks so much.
I've done games where I just really desperately want to tell the players, oh, you're so close, or oh, that's totally the wrong track. Like, think about it this way. But that's not what the teachers to do.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. Welcome to Wildcard Wednesday. Today we have Breakout EDU co-founder Adam Bellow and my friend with us to talk about these boxes that everybody's talking about in education. If you haven't heard about Breakout EDU, today is your day. So Adam, describe for us, what is it?
Sure thing. So Breakout EDU is an immersive learning games platform. It's based on the trend of escape rooms, where if you haven't heard of these rooms, there is a place where you go and you pay a couple of bucks to get locked in a room and you have to solve really hard questions to break out. And that concept was seen by my co-founder, James Sanders. And he said, wow, these kids are working so hard to solve other people's problems. But in the classroom, we barely can get these kids to work that hard. You know, there's no grit. There's no it's not fun. How do we make this a classroom experience? And so, you know, we learned quickly you can't lock children in rooms. not without consequence, right? So we decided that to take the same concept of these hard puzzles and create a box that's locked with a hasp, which is a device that allows you to attach a whole bunch of locks, and then create academic puzzles. And right now, the box is for sale, but it also is a platform of games that have been created by us and teachers all around the world. So we have about 350 games right now for all different curriculums. And you set up the game in your classroom. And it's probably the most fun I've seen kids have in classrooms, you know, in my 15 years in education.
Okay. So, Adam, give us one example of like the most popular thing that everybody's like, oh, my goodness, you've got to try this with your kids.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's one of those things like people talk about the four C's a lot. You know, how do we get the four C's and collaboration and all this and grit and teamwork and all these things? And it's really hard to it's hard to do that, I think, in an organic way. And this product does that. And what people really love about it is just that excitement that you know, what I was talking about before, where kids work really hard, even some of the kids that you wouldn't expect necessarily, where, you know, the students that are quiet or the students that don't really participate, they are driven to get this thing open, and the timer's running, and there's a lot at stake for these kids, and it's fun. The thing that I most am excited about is that, you know, there are these actual locks on there. And in terms of feedback, as a teacher, you know this, when you give feedback that's constructive or could be construed by the student perhaps as negative, it sometimes turns them off a little bit. But here, you know, every time they pull on a lock and it doesn't open up, that's a piece of feedback. You know, we're basically telling them they're wrong, and they are even more driven to get that thing open. I've seen a kid fail 100 times in order to get that lock box open. But that feeling of the intrinsic success when they finally do it is a lot of fun to watch.
So, Adam, as teachers take these boxes into their classroom, what's the biggest problem they have getting started?
There's two things that I think come to mind. One is the fact that, you know, are we allowed to have loud fun in the classroom? Because kids do get very excited and worked up. And that is something I think teachers, when they see it at first, like, oh, it's somewhat noisy in here. Well, you know, not every class period should be very quiet. That's number one. Number two, I think, you know, it's a physical product. So, I mean, you know this, and we've been in the space long enough that we've been, you know, touting these exciting web tools that you have to go to this new site and you have to sign up with your new ID and you have to do all these things. Here, it's a learning curve, but in a very different way. How do I set this physical resettable lock, you know? And we've tried to make it as easy as possible with videos and tutorials, but it's a different mindset for people. So, you know, there are definitely things you have to learn, but I like to think it's well worth that little bit of effort.
So we've talked about the problems that they have to kind of get around. Are there mistakes teachers make when they get started?
So I think that there's probably two things that could go better. I don't want to say that the teachers do wrong because it implies, you know, that they, you know, whatever. But two things. Number one is hints. And this is the hardest thing for teachers. It's facilitation. I mean, we always talk, you know, the old, oh, you want to be at the sage on the stage or the guide on the side rather than the sage on the stage. In this, you are challenged to literally do that. In many cases, it means to sit on the sides and watch your kids learn. You are not to get involved. You are not to tell them what the answer is, even if they're begging you, unless, of course, they give you a hint card. We do have two hint cards that are designated at this point where instead of having unlimited hints where kids could just say, oh, I give up, what is it? They have to think about like, oh, let's come to consensus as a group. This is when I need a hint. I've done games where I just really desperately want to tell the players, oh, you're so close, or oh, that's totally the wrong track. Like, think about it this way. But that's not what the teacher's to do. So I think that is challenging, and that's number one. The other challenge, I think really that's the main one. That I think is the main challenge for teachers is thinking about this in that way where you really allow the students to kind of fail forward and intervene when they need you to, not when you think it's the right time. The other minor one, I think, is, you know, a lot of teachers are really starting to create games on their own now, and we're super, super excited about that. I think creating games that really challenge the thinker, you know, that are not like worksheet style things, is definitely something that we're seeing teachers getting really excited about, is learning how to do game design. And that's something that that James is working with, is creating better content for people to create their own games and share them so that the games are really much richer experiences for the student.
So, Adam, knowing what you know about Breakout EDU, what is something that classroom teachers can apply in their classroom today from what you have learned about this exciting experience?
Yeah, I think it goes back to those challenges before. I think that you know, whether it's, you know, you're buying a Breakout EDU kit and doing a game, that might not be today, if unless you have one already, which would be great. I think that the piece that I take away from it is the fact that teachers, I have seen many, many teachers reinvigorated to see that things can be done differently in class. Assessment is not necessarily just bubbling in Scantrons. I think actionably letting your students have a conversation about their group work. One of the things that happens at the end of the game is they get cards that ask them questions like, you know, how did you contribute to the team effort? And they could either write it or talk about it as a reflective piece. I think that can be implemented in any aspect of the classroom, whether it be a Breakout EDU game or not. I think, you know, allowing time for students to discover as opposed to, you know, just having those lessons that are more spelled out. I've been surprised, you know, kids can come up with really interesting ways of thinking that even when we've designed games, we're like, wait, that's not how we would get the answer. But somehow these kids have come up with some crazy scheme that gets them exactly where they needed to go. So giving them more freedom to do the learning and on their own.
Well, these are such great ideas. And I love the idea of conversation cards where you have standard questions when you get through group work that you kind of go through and have those conversations, because then you don't have the teacher sitting there asking the questions and, you know, they're staring at you blankly. So listeners, here's the exciting thing. Adam's going to tell you about our giveaway and then I'm going to tell you how you can win.
Yeah, so we're super excited. And Vicky, just, you know, to celebrate this momentous occasion, starting a new show, I'm super excited about it. We're going to be giving one code for a free kit that you could tell them how they'll win, Vicky.
Okay, so you can go to the 10 Minute Teacher podcast on iTunes and leave your honest review. And also when you leave your review, just leave your Twitter handle or Instagram handle or a way that we can reach you. And then my assistant, Lisa Durf, is going to go through those, put them all in a hat, and we're going to draw them out. So you get 24 hours from when the show goes up, and we're going to draw. And thank you, Adam, for supporting the launch of the 10 Minute Teacher, and Breakout EDU is awesome. I highly recommend it. Thanks for listening, Remarkable Teachers. Thank you for listening to the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.